This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Two Robbies podcast. I'm Robbie Musto and he's Robbie Earle. In celebration of Women's History Month, we wanted to dedicate a series of episodes to some of the incredible women involved in the Premier League.
Don't forget to check out our previous episode featuring an in-depth interview with Karen Kearney. In this episode, Watford defender Christian Cabasele sat down with the Women of Watford, the supporters group of Watford founded by women. Here is Cabasele's conversation with Kate Lewis and Laura Goods.
Hi ladies, can you tell me what Women of Watford is about?
So we're Women of Watford FC, which is Watford FC's female supporters group, formed last year actually, sort of in the wake of chatting about female safety. It was a real hot topic last year after the tragedy of Sarah Everard. And just got chatting with the club really about what more can football do to make football safer for women. So we decided the starting point would be creating a community of female fans and just seeing where it took us really. So we were formed and founded in June last year, and since then we've had over 200 members join.
I guess it's a totally different experience than when you were coming to the game before, maybe alone or without this group.
Yes, I mean, I think that Vicarage Road has always been a safe haven for women and children, but not so much away matches. So for WOW members to go to away matches together is just a real bonus. And also we go to the pub and we chat about Watford without the risk of being patronised, which is really good as well.
A real positive that's come from it has just been this community of women that none of us really seem to have had before. I think we're so used to seeing groups of men go to the football together, and wouldn't that just be great if it became normal to see a group of women going to the football together?
I think what's really important is obviously at home matches, you know where you sit, you know the people around you, but with the away tickets, you could be sat anywhere amongst the away fans. So it's really good once you're part of WOW and you get to know the other members that you can go to these matches and know that this person or that person that you've met before is going to be there. I never used to go to away matches when I was a child. My first ever England match at Wembley was in the late 80s, and I went there thinking it was going to be like Vicarage Road, and oh boy, was it not, particularly at that time. You know, there were hardly any women at all, and I was on the terraces surrounded by people doing Nazi salutes, you know, and it was such a shock compared to here, which was always a family community.
Yeah, that's what you say. I feel the same as well, and my wife as well, and she told me as well she felt the difference between going in big stadium like Wembley and coming here to Vicarage Road.
What about you, Christian? You've been doing a lot about discrimination in football, and you know, you've been doing a lot on social media. Obviously that's tremendously important to you. Do you think it's making a difference in terms of improving things, you and other footballers calling stuff out?
I think, yeah, it's step by step. It will make people think about what they've done when they do some comments here about skin colour or about sexual orientation, whatever. But you know, you have to keep strong in your to stay strong in your head. And if you've been abused 10 times, you have to report it 10 times. It's really important for me to give back as well to the community what the football gave me, because I think I'm very lucky to be here, and I don't want to be the guy who just take his money and go on the pitch and close my eyes and my ear and don't listen to the problem of somebody else. I want to be able to use my platform, to use my image to try to help people who need the most. So,
do you feel that the situation is getting worse, getting better, or just the same?
I think we have the feeling that it's getting worse because of social media. Because now with social media, you can report and you can speak about everything, and people can see it maybe worldwide. When maybe in like 10 or 15 years ago, you didn't have this chance to speak about this. My son, he's coming as well to every game, and I don't want him to be confronted to this kind of problem. Regarding that, do you allow some men to come to the games as well in your group?
All the away games I've been to, there's been at least one man as part of the WOW group.
And, yeah.
And I think one thing that really pleases me about it, we've had a couple of single mums come with their kids who, they've got a football mad, Watford mad child, but they didn't feel safe about bringing that kid on their own. But now WOW is a safe haven for that, and I think that's really brilliant. And we don't want to change the experience that the male supporters are having. We're not a threat to them. We don't want to change their sort of match day experience. We just want to make ours better.
I think we need this atmosphere as well to keep the football growing, because mentality change, and it's important to have a group like yours to keep moving forward.
It's not about sanitising football, is it? It's just about respect.
It must give you the motivation to go further and further. And now you have 200, I think, members, and maybe you have 1,000 in a few years.
Yeah, 200, over 200 members in our Facebook group, and on Twitter we've got over 1,200 followers. But it also really confirms that this is a good idea, and that it's not just me that feels like this. And that people want it.
It's great that the club give this chance to you, to all the women who wants to be involved in football, to express themselves, because I think it's really important. We are now in 2022, and we don't want to see any man who think he's better than a woman, so everybody needs to get the same chance and see it.
So as I mentioned, we have male allies in WOW, so are you going to be one of our male allies?
Yeah, of course, it will be my pleasure. It will be my pleasure, no problem. I hope I will be on the pitch, but if not...
We'll meet up beforehand.
So what's next for WOW?
I think on a small level, it's bigger block bookings. It's more members and more ladies and allies coming with us to away games. But then on a bigger scale, we are the only Premier League female supporters group. And so I'd really like to see this become a more regular thing, in the sense that, so we have the Proud Hornets, and there are many, many proud groups at many other clubs around the UK. So wouldn't it be cool to have many female supporters groups around the UK as well?
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up, we hear from Mariella Nisotaki, the head of emerging talent for Norwich City. Mariella is paving the way as a first-team scout for the Canaries. You will not only hear from her, but also Norwich's sporting director, Stuart Webber. Here is Mariella's story.
My name is Mariella Nisotaki, and my role here is head of emerging talent. As far as I know, I am the only female first team scout in Premier League, one of the of three in Europe, because I've actually met two more female scouts in my travelling around the world. I am from Greece originally. You know, I will be probably lying if I say that I knew that I'm going to become a scout, but I knew that I wanted to do something with sports. I went to study sports science and physical education at the University of Athens. And there in the fourth year I chose football and I went to Cardiff to study sports analysis. And after that, you know, I always had scouting in my mind. Next year I went to Swansea. I worked there for a year doing analysis, a bit of scouting, so it was my first year in professional football. Then I went back to Greece for a few months. I worked for a football club there called Atromitos. Then I had the offer from Norwich. It was January 2017, initially as a technical scout, and yeah, here I am. You know, I feel quite lucky that I have progressed within the club. From this season, like from August, my role as head of emerging talent, which yeah, includes I lead the scout of the age group of 17 to 21.
The recruitment analysis department are, you know, a key function within the football club. It's our main source of finding players for our first team and our academy team. So it's a real big operation, you know, spanning of a lot of people and all corners of the world. It's something which has changed a lot over recent years, you know, with data becoming a lot more prominent and reliable. And also the Brexit changes, meaning that, you know, the type of players or what countries we can sign players from now has changed considerably.
Stuart was really thinking quite forward because we knew that Brexit is going to happen. The GB rules are different to sign a player that, you know, opened an opportunity to sign a player a bit easier than maybe before when they needed, you know, a European passport to actually play here. Now from the summer as well, we have two scouts in South America, one based in Sao Paulo in Brazil and one based in Buenos Aires in Argentina. Brexit, of course, changed football in UK, but also I think changed football in the whole world. One transfer has a lot of stages, you know, from the flagging to the scouting to the recruitment. So I think everyone is involved, everyone plays a role. Really a lot of work for one transfer to really become a reality.
Mariella, she was a key person who found Emi Buendia when we signed him from Getafe. She saw something in his data when he was on loan at Colchester Leonesa, who were in the second division in Spain at the time. That was my first, probably full proper dealing with her. And then she's sort of worked her way up and is, you know, a key member.
Emi did very well for us in Championship. Two promotions, one season he was, you know, player of the year. We sold him at Aston Villa for a record fee for Norwich. He's actually proving, you know, how well he's doing there as well. Data, scouting, you know, video, physical data, technical data, all this. It's better to have all these resources to make a better informed decision, but it's more difficult, I think, to come to a decision because, you know, you have to really handle and really understand all those different bits.
It's a department we've tried to make quite diverse in terms of what we have, you know, whether it's ex-players, people who come from analytical backgrounds, you know, people who come from more traditional scouting routes, just to try and help keep that sort of balance, because I don't think there's one way is perfect. So it can't all be about data, but it can't also all be about the human eye. It's about having that different thoughts within the team, which means we can challenge and find different ways.
This is actually crucial. We're a self-funding club. You know, we have a unique model. We have to play young players. You know, we know that we are going to make mistakes, but that's our style and our philosophy. And then, you know, it's good for us to see them growing through the club, you know, making a lot of appearances, and we sell them, and then, you know, we have to actually replace with new players. So, you know, it is probably more difficult, but it's more exciting. I am quite ambitious for sure, and that's why I'm glad that I'm in a very ambitious club. I feel that if I aim to do my best and continue working hard, I think, you know, everything else and in general, like, the future will take care of itself.
She's got this job because she's good at it. There's now a lot of females working within the game because probably 15, 20 years ago it became acceptable, so more and more have come on that journey. I think there's definitely, in my experience, more opportunities now than ever.
Maybe it's a little bit more difficult, I think, to enter the field as a woman, but once you are there, it's a positive, you know, because people really respect what you are doing. But I think I don't want to be treated differently, you know, because I'm a woman.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's great to hear some brilliant stories about the important roles women are playing at Norwich and Watford. Our next episode will be out on Wednesday, March the 30th, where we'll hear from Premier League referee Sean Massey-Ellis and Tottenham's performance psychologist Helen Richardson-Walsh. Thank you for listening. It's a good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.